بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All of the actions which we had discussed already are actions which will ensure man great bounties and favors of Allah in his grave. However, all of those actions come to an end on the death of man. Once man passes away, he is no longer able to continue carrying out those actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his great mercy has created such a system in the world from which man can continue increasing and multiplying his good actions, and he can continue earning rewards even after he passes away. We are therefore taught in Islam that as mu'mineen we should plan ahead and invest for our future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us many methods by which we can plan ahead and invest for our future. And from the different ahadith, we will just mention a few. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about those good actions from which man will continue benefiting after he passes away. He said, "Ilman nasharahu." A person had some knowledge and he conveyed and passed on the knowledge to others, as long as other people continue benefiting from that knowledge, practicing on that knowledge, propagating and passing on that knowledge, this man's rewards will continue increasing. وَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَهُ. A person leaves behind a pious child. In some narrations it is mentioned, يَدْعُو لَهُ. He left behind a pious child who makes dua for him. That child will recite Quran and send the reward for him. The child will ask Allah to forgive his parents. This child will do good actions and send the reward. The parents' rewards will continue increasing. مُصْحَفًا وَرَّثَهُ. A person left behind a copy of the Qur'an. It was left in inheritance, it went to the inheritors. The inheritors continuously recite from that Qur'an. As long as people will recite from that Qur'an, this man's good actions will continue increasing. مَسْجِدًا بَنَاهُ. A person built a masjid. People later came to perform salah. Whether he built the entire masjid or he contributed to it, to the extent of his contribution, as long as people will perform salah in that masjid, recite Quran, make zikr, give da'wat, this man will continue to receive the rewards even in his grave. O baytan libni sabiri banahu. A person built a lodge where travelers could come and stay free of charge and thereafter proceed on their journey. As long as people continue benefiting from this lodge, people continue staying in this house. It was a musafir khana which was built. But as long as people benefit from it, he will get the reward. نَهْرًا أَجْرَاهُ. A person asked for a canal to be dug. Or in another sense, he asked for a well to be dug. Anyway, he made water freely available for others. As long as people continue drinking from that water, he will continue receiving the rewards. In one narration, it is even mentioned, غَرَسَ نَخْلًا. A person planted a tree. As long as people take shade under the tree, they benefit from the fruits of the tree. Even if animals take shade under that tree, this man will continue receiving the rewards. In some narration, in one narration it is mentioned, مَنْ عَلَّمَ آيَةً مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَوْ بَابًا مِّنْ عِلْمٍ أَنَّ اللَّهُ أَجْرَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person taught one verse of the Quran, or he taught one chapter of knowledge, Allah will continue rewarding him until the day of Qiyamah for what he taught. It is very simple. A person should teach his own family members Surah Fatiha. Teach somebody the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Teach someone how to perform salah. As long as they will continue, you will continuously receive the rewards of this year. In some narrations it is mentioned, Sadaqatan jariyah. Any form of sadaqah from which other people or other creation continue taking benefit, the reward will continue accruing in this man's account. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke specifically, مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقَصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٍ. A person brought alive a sunnah. A sunnah which had died out, he brought it alive. He established it, he taught it to others. He will continue receiving the rewards of every person who practices on it. Even though that man's rewards will not be decreased in the least. But therefore, we should do such actions which, through which our future can be secured. We need to invest in our future and plan ahead. practice upon these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ensure that we continuously receive rewards even after entering into our graves. May Allah